Americans are like the Israelites in the desert. 40 years, God wandered them in circles and wandered them around. In Numbers 14, God says their carcasses will fall in the wilderness. Why? Because Israel refused to obey God. Israel refused to keep his commandments and his ordained ways, like the Americans and the American church system. And only 2 out of 600,000 men entered into the promised land because of Israel's sin. That's about 1,200 Americans out of 330 million citizens. Ponder that. I'm not saying that's all that's going to make it into the kingdom of God from America's 1,200. But very few are going to find eternal life. God will not be mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, he's going to reap. When you woke up this morning, neighbor, when you woke up this morning, what did you decide you were going to sow into your life? Worldliness, entertainment, pride, vanity, false religion, gluttony, politics, sports, entertainment. All of this is opposed to the character and nature of God. But what you can do is you can change your nature and character by the work of the Holy Spirit. God does the work, but he needs your will to repent and seek him. Not sitting in a pew on Sunday. God doesn't want your scrap on Sunday, Americans. God never ordained your Sunday false worship services. They're a stench in the nostrils of a holy God. Jesus came flesh, and he said, he came in the flesh, and he said, you must worship in spirit and truth. And the only way you can worship in spirit and truth is if you lose your life, read the scriptures, ask God to guide you in the truth of God's holy word. And by the shed blood of Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection, you can repent, come out of the world. You can be transformed and made new by the Holy Spirit. And then you have to endure in a saving faith to the end. And then you have the hope of eternal life. That's the biblical gospel. Not just believe, not get water dipped. You must cling to the gospel with all that you are. And love God with your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Check out the gospel at don'tperish.com. We're here to help you for free. We don't want your money. We want you to open the word of God and see the grave danger you're in and repent and serve Christ. He's worthy. He's full of love and grace and mercy, but he's also full of wrath and fire and indignation. Turn and repent, neighbors. Forsake your sin and this culture. Forsake the false church system and be made new in Christ. Gospel, good news, Jesus Christ, the only way, the narrow way to eternal life. Jesus said a puny few are going to find eternal life. What are you living for today? Do you know what the Word of God says? Do you know about the coming judgment? Do you know that Jesus said, narrow is the way that leads to eternal life, but broad is the road to destruction? So the street preacher comes and stands in the middle of the road to destruction to love you, to call you out, to point you to the right direction. But Satan and this culture has you designed to go a different direction. He's got you focusing on pride and vanity and culture and pleasing your flesh. No one will enter the kingdom of God pleasing their flesh. Test yourself, neighbor. We love you. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. Turn and seek the kingdom of God. What are you seeking here? The world and its ways. You won't enter the kingdom of God seeking the ways of the world. The Wisconsin Dells is the world. The culture is the world. the church systems are the world. But if you're willing to be transformed, if you're willing to lose your life completely, don't trample the blood of Jesus Christ, Americans. You can't believe your way into heaven. Belief, even the demons believe and tremble, the Bible says. A belief that doesn't transform your entire life is a false belief that will not save you. God won't be mocked. He knows your heart. He knows every thought. He knows the intent of your ways. The book of Hebrews says he sees every dark place. He sees every thought. He knows every creature's motivation. He knows what you woke up to do today. Did you wake up to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength? Not if you're here entertaining yourself, you didn't. Did you wake up to keep his commandments? Ecclesiastes, Solomon, the most wise man, said, "This is the duty of man, to fear God and keep his commandments." You must repent and keep the commandments of God, or you're doomed and have no hope of eternal life. Repent or perish is the loving message. Repent or you're going to suffer the wrath of God. There'll be no hope on judgment day for you unless you've been born of his Holy Spirit, walking in his ways. The Bible says the beginning of wisdom is fear of God. Americans are not fearing God. Americans are mocking God by how they live. America's a sinful, wicked, pagan, corrupt, sexually perverted nation. There's no hope in America. There's no hope in the church systems. There's no hope in metal crosses. There's no hope in just believing. The hope is in the person of Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection, and your pleading for mercy. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are the humble. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. Americans, are you thirsting for righteousness? You're not if you live and act like the world. You're not thirsting for righteousness if you live in your flesh like the culture. The Bible says if you live in pride and a proud look, you're an abomination to God. Proverbs 6:17. The book of Revelation says the lake of fire is reserved for Satan and his minions, and everyone who rebels against God is going there as well. Hell was not the destination for mankind, but Adam and Eve chose sin. Adam and Eve chose transgression against a holy God. One sin put Adam and Eve out of the garden. What one sin is going to keep you out of the kingdom of God? Lest you repent and turn and seek it, you have no hope, neighbor. Seek the kingdom of God. Lay down your life. The great transfer, Christ's death, the righteous for the wicked. But the wicked must turn from their ways and forsake their sin. To get Jesus applied to your account, you have to be willing to lose your life. You have to be willing to seek him in spirit and truth. Why? This is a public sidewalk, sir. It's a public sidewalk.
You better not go anywhere close.
I ain't going nowhere near your bar, sir. I love you. You need to repent. You're going to lose your soul. I love you, sir. You should watch your mouth. There's kids around here. You should watch your mouth. There's kids around here, sir. Don't talk that way. Jesus, the one true way, the only way to eternal life. Test yourself, neighbor. Turn and repent. Come out of all these false ways. Come out of your flesh and your sin. God is a good God. He's loving. He's graceful. He's full of mercy. But you have to turn and seek Him. No man can have two masters. You're going to love one, you're going to hate the other. Those are the words of Jesus Christ. And He died and rose again. Everyone else is powder. Your grandparents, your parents if they're dead. The pastors of old. They're all powder and in the grave. But Christ is risen. And the only hope of glory is to know Him, serve Him, and seek Him. Open the scriptures, neighbor. See the grave danger you're in. Wrath and judgment is coming. Tribulation's coming. Hellfire is coming. But Jesus, He warned of hell. He said, turn and seek Him. But He said, few will find the narrow path. Broad is the road to destruction.
Yeah.
Repent, sir, or you're going to lose your soul. A guy came out who owns the bar and told me to get off his sidewalk. I was nowhere near his sidewalk, which is right in front of his bar. I'm on a public sidewalk. Test yourself, neighbor. Turn and seek the kingdom of God. We always have trouble here in front of this one, don't we? We don't stay long in front of this bar. It is a public corner, but we don't stay in front of this bar because I've had in the past quite a few drunks come out. That guy was the owner and he was half drunk. Gospel good news. Asking our neighbors, do you know that Jesus, there's no other name under heaven by which men can be saved? Acts 4:12. Did you know that Christ came to bring life and life everlasting? Did you know that Christ is the resurrection, the way, the truth, and the life? No one can enter except through Him. Not your church system, not the Catholics, the Lutherans, the Baptists, they're all false. Not Mohammed, not New Age, not Buddha. Christ and Christ alone. A glorious Savior lifting Him up in the streets. The Bible says the world will hate God's true people, not because we're mean-spirited and we're jerks. I love you, sir.
Thank you.
But because we tell the truth and we call people out. Let us know how we can help your neighbor. We love you. Test yourself to the Word of God. Judgment's coming. There's a short window of time to turn and seek the kingdom of God.